Now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 1725 on Sunday, the 7th of June. The general synopsis at midday, low Bailey 994, expected Iceland 990 by midday tomorrow. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, south 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. North at Cirra, south at Cirra. Southerly or southeasterly, 4 to 6. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. South, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight, southwest backing south, 4 or 5. Fair at first, then occasional rain, good, occasionally poor later. Humber, Thames, Dover. South or southwest, veering west later, 4 to 6. Rain or showers, thundery later, good, occasionally poor. White, Portland. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 4 to 6, then veering west later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Plymouth, southwest, veering west, 4 to 6. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Biscay, variable 2 to 4, becoming northwest 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate in north. Fitzroy, westerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet. Southwest, veering west, 4 to 6. Rain at first, then showers. Good, occasionally poor at first. Irish Sea, southwest 5 to 7, veering west 4 or 5. Rain at first, then showers. Good, occasionally poor at first. Shannon, west 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain at first in southeast, then showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Rockall, Malin, southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in South Rockall. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey, southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in Bailey. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, south 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, southwest 4 to 6, backing south 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic 5 to 7, becoming southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. That's the shipping forecast. Now for the general weather forecast, here's Chris Fawkes.
Thanks a lot, Jane. And at the moment, we're seeing cloud thicken with outbreaks of rain spreading across Northern Ireland and Scotland with some heavy bursts mixed in here. It's also turning wet for Wales, western areas of England, and the rain getting into the Midlands. Still, a few bright spells clinging on across East Anglia and southeast England, but overnight, the rain will continue to push its way eastwards. It will tend to clear Northern Ireland and also west Scotland late in the night, allowing temperatures here to dip down to about 8 to 10 Celsius. But for East Scotland, England and Wales, it stays cloudy with further breaks of rain, a stiff southwesterly wind, and temperatures around 12 or 13 degrees. Now, looking at the weather picture tomorrow, we start off with rain across eastern areas of Scotland, throughout much of England and Wales, still with some heavy bursts around, and this area of rain is going to push eastwards through the day. Now, it will eventually clear most areas, but it will be slowest to clear East Anglia and southeast England, where there'll probably still be some rain around into the early afternoon. Could turn heavy and thundery as well. Otherwise, for the rest of the UK, the weather will try to brighten up with spells of sunshine becoming more widespread than today, so overall a brighter kind of day, yes, but there will be plenty of showers across northern and western areas, and some of those showers are likely to turn heavy and thundery in nature. Overall, it's a fresher kind of day and slightly cooler. Temperatures 15 to 17 Celsius widely, 13 and 14 so for the Scottish Islands. These temperatures are a little bit below par. Looking at the weather into Tuesday, it's another unsettled day, but this time widespread heavy and thundery showers, some of them with hail mixed in as well. That's the latest, Jane.
Thanks, Chris.
The result of the Brexit referendum came as a huge shock for member states.
I'm Alex Forsyth, and all this week I'm examining the impact of Brexit, a decade after the referendum.